man our imperfections. Man looks at your imperfections and he belittles you. And he looks down on you. Maybe they stop loving you. But our God is so big and so mighty that regardless of our imperfections, he loves us still. Amen? Give the Lord a hand this morning. I wasn't in here for the prayer. I guess my clock was a little slow. But I'm going to pray this morning, and I'm going to ask you to stand while I pray. Some people came in later, and they didn't hear a prayer. They heard praise and worship. But my prayer this morning, in the name of Jesus, is that, Father, you accept us for who we are. That you send the Holy Spirit in here right now, Lord. That you touch the hearts and the minds of your people right now. God, we're here to receive something from you today. We do have a level of expectation. If we didn't expect nothing, why should we come? But Lord, being that we know that your presence is here this morning, God, whatever we came in here with, we expect to leave at the altar. We expect to leave it at our seats. We expect, Lord, that when we leave, our load is a lot lighter than we came in. So, Lord, we bless your name this morning. We magnify you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for what you have done, what you're doing, and, oh, God Almighty, for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we praise you this morning. In Jesus' name, can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I think I'm in church this morning. I think I'm with some people that want to praise the Lord this morning. I'm with some people that are on one accord this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Woo. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Ah, you know, sometimes people call and say, you know, I could tell this than God was in the church, but you got to be in it to win it. Hallelujah. You got to be here to receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, you can look at TV and it can give you emotions, but there's nothing like the real thing. Amen. And I'm so grateful to God that he has allowed us after a year and a half, after what they call a pandemic, to allow us to praise the Lord once again. I know he said where two or three are gathered, that he's in the midst. Well, we got more than two or three, and he's in the midst this morning. I hope you came for something today. I really hope you came for something today, because the Lord is working already on your behalf. But you got to receive it. Come on, somebody. Woo! Sometimes I don't just come out and tell you what the message is with the sermon, but I want you to know this morning, it is trusting God for a way out. I don't know what you're into right now, but I want you to know that you got to trust God for the way out. Amen? And you can't determine the way out. He'll determine the way out. But just trust him for the way out. Remember, he's a big God. He's a big God. Oh, hallelujah. When you trust in him, there is no hope and there is no dream. There is no nothing that he can't do. There's nothing that he can't perform. Hallelujah. There are times and there are moments when we realize that we're hopeless and we're unable to understand the comfort that God gives us. Amen? Until we reach that point in time. And we cannot reach that point in time when we think that we can do it on our own. Amen? We have not come to the end of ourselves. When you trust God, and you truly trust God, you must come to the end of yourself. You can't fully embrace what God has to offer until you come to the end of you. Amen? Someone once said that it is only when we are brought to the end of ourselves, in other words, our own strength and ability, that we are in a position to see more of God than we have ever seen before. Amen? So if you are saying, I haven't seen God work in a certain way, that's because you haven't come to the end of yourself. You have to sit back and trust God. Amen? Have you ever felt like your life has not slowed down, but came to a complete stop? And I know I shouldn't assume this, but I know that at some point in your life, something has happened and you felt like everything has stopped. It could be unemployment. It could be an illness. It could be death. It could be something that makes you feel like everything has stopped. And usually what happens is you turn around and you say, well, God, why? You ask God, why? All of us have had experiences where it looked like our prayers wasn't answered. But what really happened? God, you didn't answer my... What really happened? I assure you that God has a reason for it. Amen? What actually happens is when you ask God in prayer, God already moves immediately. He's already done it. But you know who hasn't moved? You. Amen? Because if God knows from the end to the beginning, he already knows where you're at in that walk of your life. Amen? We are responsible for believing that and acting accordingly to bring the answer into a physical world. Because God is a spirit. Amen? If demons can only operate in a physical body, they look for somebody to operate in. When you ask God for something and he answers it, he's looking for that physical body of yours to use you as an example of his power and his glory. Amen? But if you're not willing to receive that, he can't use you. And you are asking God why. But you sing the song that my God is big, so mighty, and God is big, and he's so mighty. But he won't use little you. God is a spirit, and he always supplies the answer to our spirit man, to our spirit woman. It is an inside job when you get your answer. And because he gives it to you on the inside, that's because everybody don't need to hear it. Everybody's not going to believe it. So he tells you through the Holy Spirit on the inside. I was speaking to somebody this week, and they were talking about the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is in here. It's an inside job. You don't need to be running around looking for the Holy Spirit. Because what you're looking for with your physical eyes, you're not going to find it. But when you see it with your spiritual eyes, you already know that it's there. You already know where he is. You already know how he's operating. He's already given you answers. Amen? God gives us answers through our spirit man, through faith, through faith we receive a physical substance. Why do I say a physical substance? Because your faith is in your actions. Faith without is God moves in the spirit world and gives us our answers by faith, and we convert it into the physical reality through our actions. You're saying through faith, God is going to heal me. Through faith, I believe God is going to do whatever you want God to do. What are your physical actions saying? It is God who works the miracles. But it is us who the miracles come through. Amen? Without him, we can do nothing. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God has made us joint heirs with Christ. And he does nothing without us. Amen? Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh with us. In you there is power. Power, wonder working power, through the blood of the Lamb. We have to play a part, our part, in receiving from God what it is that God wants to give us. Remember, trust in God for a way out. You want God to take you through something, you trust God for the way out, but you got to do your part. Amen? Ignorance of this, that we got to play our part, is the biggest part of our problem. Because we don't recognize that we got to do something. God didn't make you to lay there to do nothing. Amen? You got to do something. Now, you can understand more clearly what Mark 11:24 means when it says, whatever soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall have them. Amen? No. Seeing is not believing. Believing by faith is believing. Amen? What you receive in your spirit by faith immediately, it will come to pass. It might happen in a minute. It might happen in an hour. It might happen in a day or year. God determines times and the places. You cannot waver in your belief that God has already answered your prayer. Because the enemy's waiting for you to put doubt into your sentences. Because when you speak the words, it's already in your mind. It's already in your heart. Amen? So you have to believe whatever you have asked God for, that he has already answered your prayer. But if God has answered my prayer, and it's been such a long time, Pastor, what are we supposed to do? You patiently wait on the Lord. Because the Bible says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what is it that you're going through? You're going through a wilderness experience. Somebody say amen. And you say, what is a wilderness experience? It's an experience that you must feel. It's an experience that you must feel with your emotions and your heart and your soul. It is an air that you must breathe. It is a water that you must drink from. It is a mountain that you have to climb. It is a peak that you got to get to. It's a valley that you got to go through. It is a sound that you have to hear. It is also a place of reflection. It is a place of physical and mental challenge. It is emotional. But I'm here to tell you this morning, it's a place where God is. In your wilderness experience, it's a place where God is. And as you wait, and as you go through this wilderness experience, there's no better praise time than in the wilderness time. Come on, somebody. In your wilderness, you need to be praising God. You say, well, how can I praise God when I'm going through something? Let me ask you a question this morning. Has it ever seemed like so many things happen as you get ready to come to church? Has it ever seemed like so many things happen when you get ready to go to pray? I'm here to tell you that things happen when you're in the process of going. If you wasn't doing nothing, nothing happens. Amen? Listen to this. Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 16 to 25. This is Paul and Silas. It says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, they were on their way to the place of prayer. Amen? We were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. And at that moment, the Spirit left her. I'm going to stop right there for a minute because I want to know, why did Paul have to wait till he get annoyed? Because sometimes we wait till we get annoyed until we call on the power of the name of Jesus. You don't have to wait that long. Paul always had the power to say, I command you to come out. Now, there's another thing I want to point out about this scripture. The Bible says the woman had a spirit that could tell the future. So when you see these soothsayers doing things, true, they might have a spirit of telling somebody the future, but that spirit is not of God. They wanted this woman because she was making money for them. Those palm readers, soothsayers that people go to, they're doing it for money. They're not out there to help you. They're doing it for money. But more importantly than that, they are not in the spirit of God. Verse 19 says, when her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans who accept our practice. I need to stop right there for a minute, because as a child of God, when you walk into your building, your place of work or employment, and you sit down and you pray, the devil's going to use somebody. They're going to get upset. They're going to go to the supervisor and say, this woman is in here praying and chanting, and this is not something that can be done in the workplace. So you keep praying. You keep calling on the name of Jesus. You don't have to shout it out, but you can pray to the Lord because he hears you anyway. The Bible says the crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. And after they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison. And the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. I'm going to stop right there for a moment. Instead of those owners and people being grateful that this young woman was no longer demon-possessed, they went along with her masters. Amen? They went along with the masters. They dragged. They didn't say, get out. They didn't say, come with me. The Bible says that they drag them to the magistrates. And then the owners, they trumped up charges against them, accusing them of being troublemakers, being troublemaking Jews, accusing them of upsetting the Roman way of life. People are going to trump up charges against you. They're going to make up things against you. Hallelujah. They're going to accuse you of making trouble. Amen. Sometimes you tell people the real deal, really what they're doing. You tell them the truth and you're starting trouble. Come on, somebody. Accusing them of upsetting the Roman way of life. Amen. The Bible says the mob reacted violently. They tore the clothes off of the two men, commanded them to be beaten. Here we see Paul and Silas, they were getting ready to go through a lot of pain and a loss of reason. They lost reason because they did nothing, absolutely nothing, to deserve being thrown in prison. All they did was preach the gospel at Philippi. Hallelujah. All they did was cast a demon out of a girl. But I want you to look a little closer in this passage. This is one of the tricks of the enemy, which is to openly persecute you, declare an open war against you, publicly arrest you, humiliate you, not give you a fair trial. Don't want to hear what you have to say. Jesus Christ had an open persecution brought before the priest. Brought before Pilate and not given a fair trial. Stephen openly persecuted, stoned to death with rocks. Saul, who became Paul, orchestrated this, not given a fair trial. Peter had an open persecution on his way to the temple to pray. Open persecution, arrested, not given a fair trial. I want you to know this morning, children of the Most High God, that one day you will be openly persecuted for what you believe in and not given a fair trial. Everything looked bad for them, and it looked like it was starting to get worse. Have you ever been in a situation where everything looked bad and it starts to look worse? After they were beaten, they were sent to jail, but the jailer was given special instructions. Amen? Keep them securely. He responded by not just putting them in jail, but put them on the inner side of the prison. And the Bible says they put their feet in stocks. Amen? If you know about stocks, your feet are bound, and you can only lie on your back. Amen? But for Paul and Silas, this was not possible because their backs were bleeding. They were not able to lie on their stomachs. So all they could do was bend over the stocks to try to get some sleep. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're in a position where all you could do is bend over because you're hurting so bad. Come on, somebody. You're hurting so bad that you can only bend over to try to get a little sleep. Hallelujah. Pain seems to hurt more at night than the daytime. Pain. That nighttime pain. That pain where you roll over and it hurt. Come on, son. Pain when you get up in the middle of the night and it hurt. Pain when you go to the bathroom and it hurt. Pain when you want to scream, but it's night, and you don't want to wake nobody else up, and it hurt. Woo! Something about the night. Something about at night. Something about at night. Pain seems to be a little better in the daytime. Sick people like to go out in the sun. The sun beams down on them. They can look at it. They can look at the skies and it'll take their mind away somewhere else. But at night, you can't see nothing. Your mind is just laying there in the pain. Sun. It's therapeutic. But at night, all you could do is feel the pain. I'm talking to somebody today, I don't know who. But I'm here to tell you this morning, it hurts the most when you're healing. Oh, have you ever had an operation or something and you tell the doctor, I'm in pain? They said, because it's healing. I want you to know when the devil puts you through some pain or you're going through something, I want you to know when you're trusting God, it's healing. The healing's begun. They can't cut you any deeper. The healing has begun. But how do you look beyond the pain? I just read the scripture. But I want you to hear this. They, in verse 25, it tells us that Paul and Silas, that they began to pray at midnight. Something about night. Something about night. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Don't you know, when you're going through something, those other people that are all around you, they could be just as locked up as you are, but you're praying and you're praying, they're listening. Come on. They're listening. Paul and Silas singing songs of Zion. They're listening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice, they wasn't talking about the gods who beat them. Oh, if I could just get my hands on them. They didn't talk about the people who jailed them, the people who kept them behind the bars. They didn't beg God for deliverance. They didn't beg God for deliverance. They didn't pray for judgment against the Roman legal system. You know, sometimes we go through saying, we say, God, get them, get them, get them, get them. I know I'm telling the truth right now. Until you get to a point where you just trust God to get you out of it, your carnal, fleshy self, God, get them, get them, get them, get them, get them. They did me wrong. Get them, get them, get them, get them. They shouldn't have fired me. Get them, get them, get them, get them. The scripture didn't even say that they were praying for relief from the pain. Why? Don't we pray for relief from the pain? Don't we say, God, I hurt so much. God, help me with this pain. But here, two men being beaten till their backs were bloody, being put in stocks they couldn't move. All they could do was bend over, but they was in praying for relief from the pain. Why? Because when you focus on God, when you focus on God, you don't think about the pain. You don't think about the humiliation. When you focus on God, that's why the scripture tells you, look straight ahead, look not to the left or to the right. Focus on God. The Bible says they were focused because they were praising and praying to God. And the word, the original word that describes the type of prayer that it was a prayer where they look forward to the face. So they were looking towards the face of God. Sometimes when we pray, I know a lot of times we bend our heads, but there are times that instead of bending down, you got to bend up. You know, I remember one time I was a young umpire, and we were all these umpires were sitting around talking, and guys was talking about how they drank coffee and that. And one guy says, man, I drink coffee and I drink tea. He says, my mama told me that sometimes you got to change what you're doing. You can't always do it the same way. So when you pray, you don't have to always look down. Change it. Look up. These men, in spite of the conditions, were in communion with God in the blackest hour of the night, in spite of their pain. They were in communion. They were speaking to God. They were praising Him. And we know that we can pray a lot of different ways, amen? We can pray the Acts. Don't we pray the Acts? We can pray to beg. We can pray for the Lord God to intercede. We can pray to praise. And we can pray to give thanks. Amen. But in the midst of their pain, they praised. They praised. The scripture says about midnight. They knew how to get God's attention. We said, God, are you listening to me? Praise. They were not focusing on their pain. They were talking to God in music. Amen. Do you know the Psalms that we read all the time is about poetry and it is sung in music? We read the Psalm, but the Psalm is music to God's ears. These men were singing Psalms to God. And I know that the other people that were in the jail cells that heard them, that were listening, saying, what reason are they doing this for? Have you ever been in a situation where you're doing something? I just said, what you doing that for? What reason you doing that for? Give me a reason. Reason has nothing to do when you're praying, you're praising God. Reason walks out of the door when we're in a situation. Reason has nothing to do with us being unlawfully beaten and in prison. Reason has nothing to do with what's happening to these men. But what was happening was not reason. It was just that the spirit of praise was just warming up. Sometimes we got to just start with a little humming. In your pain, a little humming. Before you know it, your mouth is opening up. The words you forgot, you start to remember. The tune seems to come a little bit more. Before you know it, you're standing and you're praising the Lord. You're giving God thanks. You're not thinking about what it is that you're going through, but you're thinking about where you're going to. Come on, somebody. So when the pain at night gets intense, learn to sing the hymns about God that take your mind off of what you're going through. Sing the songs of praises that you know God is going to change the circumstances. Woo! We should understand that we need to be like those early Christians who said it is a blessing. We count it a worthy, a blessing to be shamed and humiliated for the cause of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, somebody. God, wherever he was at that time, heard Paul and Silas worshiping rather than complaining. You start complaining, that's a turnoff. I'm telling you again, you start complaining, it's a turnoff to God. Because you're doubting that he's going to do what he's going to do when he's going to do it. Come on, somebody. When you start complaining and griping, God don't want to hear that. So they were singing praises. They were praying. And then verse 26 says, suddenly. Suddenly. There was such a violent earthquake that all the foundations of the prison were shaking. I think God want to shake some foundations this morning. I think that some people are in some prisons and God want to shake the foundations this morning. He's only going to shake them when you praise and you pray. those gates of your prison. Hallelujah. It can't keep God out. When God comes in, those gates can open up. I don't care how many locks, stocks, chains, and barrels, that how many walls are built around you. When God comes in, when the Holy Spirit comes in, everything opens up, because nothing can hold God back from getting to his children. Nothing can stop him from blessing you. Nothing can stop him from taking you out of wherever you are. Don't you know that? You got to know that God is going to make a way out of it for you. He knows that when you praise. He knows that when you're praying. Hallelujah. Worship. I'm going to give you another something. We know all of these things about a great God. Have you ever seen in the Bible where God is worshiping himself? Because you were made to worship. He made you to worship. Therefore, he's here to worship from his. And when you worship him, when you praise him, that's when blessings come down. You're saying, God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I know you're going to work it out. I don't know how, but I know you're going to do it. Somebody start praising the Lord this morning. I know there's some situations. I know there's some circumstances, because we are human. There's no perfect person. There's nobody not going through something. But when you praise him and you look up, God can bless you. There's no other reason God needs to go to prison. He knows there. But he'll go there to hear worship. Come on. Wherever you're at, he'll go there to hear your worship. He just loves worship. Some people like R&B. Come on, somebody. Some people like rock. Some people like the blues. But God loves worship. The Bible says in John 23 and 24, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Oh, if you're half worshiping, he don't seek you. He don't seek you. But the Bible said that they, when you worship in truth and in spirit, those are the kinds of worshipers. He's looking for a certain type of worshiper. Are you that type of worshiper? He don't want lipsticking. Sometimes you say, praise the Lord. And people say, oh, praise the Lord. And I wonder, are you here to praise him? Are you here to worship him? But nobody really needs to tell you to praise the Lord. Because when you walk in here in truth and in spirit, you come in with a worshiping praise on your lips. It's already in your spirit. You don't need to hear the music. You don't need to hear the singers. You don't even need to know the words. All you got to do is worship, worship, worship. Worship, 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 worship. The next scripture says, God is spirit and his worshipers. Are you his? No, are you his? If you're his, say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. It says his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Just as Paul and Silas was in all of this pain in their cell, they sang to the glory of God. You can do the same thing in your darkest night. How did God deliver them? The earthquake, a shaking. Some of us need to be shaken. Lay back. Shaken. Shaken. I'm saved, but you need to be shaken. I have sanctification. You need to be shaken. I have the Holy Spirit. You need to be shaken. How did God deliver them? Through a shaking. You want to be delivered? There's got to be some shaking. It's not a passive God. He's not passive about you. You can't be passive about him. He's a spirit. He wants to see you worship him in spirit and don't lie about it. I went somewhere one time, somebody said, I feel like shouting. I went somewhere another time, somebody said, I feel like speaking in tongues. La, 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 la. That ain't spirit. That ain't truth. Because when it happened, it's like a shaking. It's like an earthquake. It's suddenly that your utter comes out of your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about, but you're speaking in the spirit. You better make sure that whoever's watching you and praying for you, I want you to know that the rest of the story, the next day, the magistrates had already made up their mind that they were going to let Paul and Silas go. Amen. They already made up their mind. But God did a shaking and let down. Because you know why? That's for you and it's for me. Because if the magistrates let them out, then it would have just been the magistrates let them out. Not that God did a supernatural move. And sometimes in our life, you're going to feel something. God is going to do a supernatural move. And you're going to know that it had to be him. Had to be him. It had to be him. God works in the supernatural. God don't work in the natural. The shaking, supernatural. If the magistrates had let them go, everybody all over Rome would have thought that it was the power of man. But God did it in such a way that man couldn't do that. You're going through something right now. Hold on to God's unchanging hands, because there's a supernatural something that's going to happen in your life. But you got to receive it. You got to know that God is going to give you and make you a way out. Hallelujah. You don't know how strong your relationship is with God until you go through something. Not only will you know, but everybody around you is going to know. Because the words that come out of your mouth, whether you're praying or praising, whether you're fussing or whether you're cussing. I'm going to tell it like it is. I know Christians who will slip up. But when you go through something and you need a supernatural act of God, something bad is happening and you need God, what you're doing, your actions, is your faith in your actions. Hallelujah. When you're going through something, praise. I want you to know. If you're going through something, raise your hand this morning. Come on, don't be bashful. Raise your hand. I'm here to tell you this morning that you are a prayer and a praise away from your deliverance. You are a prayer and a praise away from God doing something supernatural. Because it's just like midnight, the darkest hour of the night. But on the next minute, the light is starting to come in. You might be going through midnight right now, but you keep on praying and you keep on praising Him because you're just one song away. You're just one hymnal away. You're just one prayer away from God doing what God is going to do in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. People may try to block you from doing what God wants you to do, but I'm here to tell you they can't stop you. You might feel hurt in the meantime, but that is not going to stop what God is doing in your life. They might strip you this morning. They might beat you. They might jail you. But I want you to know something. They can't stop your praise. There are certain liberties they might be able to take away from you, but they can't deny your praise. No matter what they put you through, no matter who surrounds you, the lock, stocks, and barrels again, they can't stop your praise. Don't you know at your midnight right now, God is turning things around right now. You got to believe that God is going to take you out of what it is that you go through. Praise is not only for you, but it's for the people that are around you. Come on, somebody. Your praise is going to free somebody who's been eavesdropping at you all along. I tell you all the time, you don't know who's watching you, but as you pray and you praise and God is taking you through, somebody's saying, if God can do it for them, He could do it for me too. Come on, let's stand this morning. Somebody stand and give the Lord a praise this morning. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Somebody need to praise the Lord this morning. David said, if I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. No matter where I go, God is there. He's there everywhere. He can take you out of wherever it is that you at. Job said, though you slay me, yet I will trust in Him, but I will always remain mine before Him. Don't you know that though the world tries to slay you, you'll always be God. Hold on to His unchanging hand. God is still in the business of shaking some places. God is shaking somebody's soul this morning. Somebody's emotions are being shaken this morning. Somebody came in here with some unbelief, not thinking that things are going to turn around. But let God shake you this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Be bold in the way that you pray. It'll be contagious. Be courageous in the things that you do. Share the love of Jesus Christ with others. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody praise Him this
hallelujah.
Morning.
Hallelujah.
Somebody praise
hallelujah.
Him this morning. God is able to do exceedingly,
hallelujah.
Abundantly, above all
hallelujah.
That we could ever think and that we can ever ask. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand this morning.
Hallelujah.
Get out of self this morning.
Hallelujah.
And praise Him. Get out of self this
hallelujah.
Morning and praise Him. Get out
hallelujah.
Of self-doubt this morning and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Somebody praise the Lord
hallelujah.
This morning. Get out of your own way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get
hallelujah.
Out of your way. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a praise this morning?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Think about your circumstance this morning. God. Think about this hell that you're going through this morning. It ain't hell. It ain't hell because God is going to deliver you out of the circumstances. It might not be what it looked like, but the songwriter said, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles, by praying, by praising him. It may look.
I'm surrounded.
Like you're surrounded. But you're surrounded. Oh, hallelujah. You're surrounded by God. Oh, God. God has placed it over you. God has put you under the shadow of his wing. Oh, you're protected right now. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is protecting you. In spite of what it looks like, you're protected. Hallelujah. You're an endangered species. God has got you surrounded. In this day and time, you're endangered.
Yes.
But God has got you protected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning?
Yes, God. Yes.
Do you know that you're protected?
Yes, God.
Do you know that he's able?
Yes, God.
That God is able.
Yes, God.
To get you out of whatever it is that you're in.
Yes, God.
To make a way out.
Yes.
The Bible says he delivers out of them all. Does he didn't say some?
No, all.
Whatever your circumstance is, he can deliver and will deliver you out of them all. And it's all because when one happens and it goes down, there's another one that's going to happen. You have to have a level of expectation. But no, God will deliver you out of them all. He's not a sometime God. He's not a part-time God. He's not I give you a little bit God. He's given us the keys. The keys to the kingdom. And the scripture says, the power that you have. Let me tell you the power that you have. He says, what you bind on earth.
You better let him use you.
Our daughter got some issues. We bind it.
My God.
There's some issues going on. Bind them up here on earth.
Jesus. Jesus.
Bind them here on
Jesus.
Earth. Bind them here. Jesus. Bind them, bind them, bind them.
Jesus.
Bind them. Bind
Hallelujah.
Them up. He says, whatever you bind on earth. He said, it's already bound in heaven. Already done. So where you going, he's already there. Whatever you bind. You need to start binding some things up. You need to take the power that God has given you. Say, I command the spirit in the name of Jesus to go. And when you bind, and when you start binding them things up, don't be surprised. There's going to be some shaking. Enemy's not going to be happy, but there's going to be some shaking. But God said, Jesus said, I will be with you always, even unto the end. Of time. Even to the end of whatever your time is. Know that God's got you. Know that God is going to get you out of it. Somebody start binding up some stuff right now. Bind it up right now. Bind up them spirits right now. He's giving you the power to put them under your feet. He's gave you that power. Put it under your feet. Step on the serpent's head. Walk in boldness. Call the name above all names. The name that every knee shall bow and every mouth shall confess that he bind it, bind it, bind it. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Call him, call him. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, play. Play some praise music. Praise him right now. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Bind it up. Bind it up right now. All power. All power. You have all power through Jesus Christ. Right now, bind it up. Leave that baggage here. Leave it at the altar. Leave it at your seat. Leave it here. Don't go out with it no more. Bind it up. Hallelujah. Woo! Bind it. Call on his name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bind it up. Hallelujah. Bind it up. Bind it up. Bind up those spirits right now. Bind up the enemy right now. Devil, you can't have my children. Devil, you can't have my husband. Devil, you can't have my job. Bind it up. Bind it up. Bind it up. Yes. 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 Bind it up. Yes. Somebody call on the name. Bind. Bind. Work it. Work it. Hey! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah. I don't know what you came to do. But I came to praise him. I came to be delivered today. I came to get some stuff knocked off of me.
It may look like I'm surrounded,
you need some
but
stuff
I'm
knocked
surrounded
off
by you.
You need
this is how I fight my battles.
To call on Jesus. You need to start believing and receiving.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Because this is how I fight my battles. Because this is how I fight my battles. It may look like, oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, because this is how I fight my battles. Oh, yes. Oh, God. This is how I fight my battles. Hey, this is how I fight my battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. It may look like I'm surrounded. Hey, it may look like I'm surrounded when I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Because this is how I fight my battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how I fight our battles. It may look like we're surrounded, but guess what? Hey! It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey! It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. But this is how I fight my battles. This is how we fight our battles, God. This is how I fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like we're surrounded, but we're not surrounded. Hey, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we're gonna fight our battles. Come on, church. This is how we fight our battles. We got to fight in this war. This is how we fight our battles. We got to fight our battles. Come on. This is how we fight our battles. It may look like we're surrounded, but guess what? Hey, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey, it may look like I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. Come on, church. We got to fight our way. This is how we... It's at 12 o'clock midnight hour. What you going to do? This is how we... You can't let the devil win. We got to fight our battles. It's 12 o'clock and the shaking is coming. What? This is how we fight our battles. Come on, church. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we got to fight. We got to fight. This is what we got to do in the midnight hour. This is how we got to fight our battles. This is how we got to fight. This is how we... Hallelujah. This is how we... We got to have some warriors on the step post. We got to learn how to stand and watch and pray. We can't let the devil take any more room in our homes. How many of us are tired of the devil winning? How many of us are tired of the devil winning? We got to fight our battles. We got to fight our battles.
This is how we fight our battle. Hallelujah. 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 This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.